There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can go on pretending.
Welcome to the show. Hello, everyone. I'm Bobby Elias. This is Let's Create a Better World. One of our goals on this show is to do just that. Next week, we're going to get into some ideas on how we can actually really get down to creating a better world. We also talk about health, healthy aging, and many things. I'm Bobby Elias. Welcome to the show. Today, we've got a great guest, Steve Kelly. He's a master Reiki instructor, has done many, many things. He's got some new concepts on Reiki and how you can use Reiki for using your psychic skills. And he's also done some amazing things about what's going on in the world. We're going to talk about all that today. So be sure to show every week. I'll give you a phone number for your friends that don't have a computer or internet. I mean, anything. If they want to call the number on a phone, they can actually do that at area 712-432-7231. Let's get on to our show. Steve Kelly has been involved in lots of things. He has also got some great information. He's done a lot of radio work. And he started out as a Reiki instructor. So let's get to the show. Steven, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Great, great. Thank you for coming to the show. We've got a lot of things we can talk about. We're going to take most of the hour with you. And we're going to start with first about Reiki. But there's some interesting things that we found on your materials that we went through. But let's talk about Reiki first. We have a lot of people that know about Reiki. But let's give me a one-on-one, real simple stuff on what is Reiki and why is it good for you, please.
Well, Reiki is just the name, of course. You know, I was a healer long before I became a Reiki master. It kind of, when you start developing your psychic skills and you learn how to move energy, being able to heal is just one of the fringe benefits. I was a little apprehensive about learning about Reiki because I thought that was just sort of a piece of paper sort of thing. You were either a healer or you're a lot of people are born this way. A lot of, you know, if you think you can go take a class and spend some money and get a piece of paper and that makes you a healer, I don't really believe that. It's more of a philosophy and a way of life. And the real story is how I got to that point. So, you know, if you're interested, I'd like to give people a little bit of background because it's a path that you can get on.
Go ahead, please.
All right. Well, first of all, my name is Stephen Kelly, and I go by Stephen D. Kelly. And if you want to know anything about me, just Google my name. There's about 40 pages of links or things for my shows and my lectures and everything else out there, and my book, of course. But I have to say that I was recruited into the CIA at an early age, me and my brother and I, and that turned into working with becoming a contractor with the NSA. At one time, I was the largest manufacturer of solid-state lasers in the world. That became a weapons business. I was a major weapons manufacturer. I sold to the U.S. military and all of the Western governments, as well as all of the law enforcement here in this country. That led me to becoming involved with Templars and Bilderbergers. During the Clinton administration, I was tasked with trying to come up with some weapon system that they could use against fighting aliens. And that's when I realized that nothing man-made would ever be useful for that sort of thing, and I got into developing the psychic skills because I realized that that's the only tool that humans have that has any value whatsoever. And after so many years of that and getting involved in the love and light crowd and metaphysics, I realized that it wasn't about fighting the evil in the world. It was about serving the oppressed. And I've learned that the number one rule of the universe is service to others. There's basically, the universe is divided into two sides politically, mechanically, and that is the service to self side and the service to other side. And this is very important because when I teach people how to develop their own psychic skills, one of the first rules that I have to impress upon everybody is the need to devote at least 51% of all your effort into serving others. And, of course, healing is the most effective way to be of service to others, and it's also one of the greatest ways to increase your psychic skill. So, basically, it's all about increasing your psychic skill. That's what I'm all about.
I like that. I love the fact that you are a healer, that you believe in healing people, and that you believe that people need to change in that way. Let's talk about the part about the Reiki, where people can use their psychic skills. If you could give us a little intake on that, please.
Sure. Basically, what healing is actually... Yes, the scientific term for it is healing with intention. And intention is a very important word because basically it's all about information. And everything in the universe can be represented as a sine wave if you want to get scientific. And when we are healing, what we are actually doing is we are modifying the sine wave of people. And, you know, we talk about a lot of people in the metaphysics community, they talk about reaching the highest vibration, or everything goes to the highest vibration. Well, that's basically what they mean by that. So, in other words, a healer basically, when someone has a sickness or some problem, usually that is can be physically represented by a deviation from their sine wave as it should be. And what we do when we heal is we actually correct that and we bring those curves of those sine wave back to where it should be. Now, if you don't know what a sine wave is, it's basically a little squiggle like you see on an oscilloscope. And essentially every bit of matter has a specific frequency or a specific shaped sine wave. And when you are hurt and when you are sick, it usually is because there is something wrong with that. And that's so when we are healing, our energy is basically, we are moving a signal. It's like a radio signal. When we move energy through our body, or chi, if you will, all we are is a conduit, you know. And I should point out, I firmly believe in the creator or source or God. I was raised Christian, and this is also very important because a lot of people look upon this as anti-Christian. They think it's demonic, and that is so far from the truth. Even Christ said that to go out and do as he has done, so there is nothing wrong with becoming a healer and nothing wrong with studying these things and developing these skills.
That's exactly right. A lot of people misinterpret the Bible and use it for their own goods. For those who came in late, I'm speaking to Stephen Kelly. He is a master Reiki instructor, and we're going to continue to talk about a lot of things that he does, his psychic skills, the uses, the alchemy, his work on the dark side, and also about the CIA. So let's continue on what you're talking about, your psychic skills. If you could, a little more on that, and then let's go into another one of these subjects. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you'd mention the dark side because a lot of people think that you need to avoid that and not give it any energy, but in the reality, one of the first things that you learn as you start developing these skills is that we are observers, and balance is incredibly important, and this means that we are supposed to have equal amounts of yin and yang. And enlightenment is basically knowing about the good, the bad, and the ugly. So yes, if you are processing all this information, you can't be afraid to become aware of things that are uncomfortable. And that's just part of the process. But in order to develop your psychic skills, balance is critically important. Usually that requires having somewhat of an equal balance of male and female energy. And naturally, that is kind of difficult for a lot of people, and that's why we select partners that complement us and complement our energy. And this is one of the benefits of having interaction with a partner of the opposite sex, is that we get to increase our energy and we get to balance our energy. This is kind of the basis of Tantra, actually.
Right. Very good. Excellent. I like, you've got a really interesting background, not only as a healer, but as a master Reiki person, an instructor on Reiki. You did also, you're involved with work with and against, or with, and I should say, I'll let you speak on the CIA issue. If you could tell our listeners more about what happened with you and the CIA, please.
All right. Well, when I was relatively young in the 80s, you know, out of high school and all that, before that happened, I was heavily involved in the electro-optics industry, which was the making, you know, which essentially is responsible for the computer technology and the lasers and everything that we have today. People don't understand, but all of the modern technology we have is directly related to advances in electro-optics, and that was my basis. I got out of the business with that, and I got recruited to get involved with these CIA guys who at the time were selling stuff to Saddam Hussein, who was fighting against Iran. Obviously, that fell apart, but years went by. Then I got involved with the Ali North group, and this is when they were the Iran-Contra thing was going on. They were funding the Contras, and that's how I became the big laser manufacturer, because they gave me a contract to build lasers for weapon sites, and they were using these things for the Contras, of course, as well as this was just prior to Desert Storm and all that. So I had my fingers very heavily into all of that that warfare. But needless to say, I had a falling out with those guys. Once I got out of bed with the Ollie North gang, I immediately got involved with the Billy Meyer people, who of course are the was the guy that was in contact with the Pleiadians, and I was dealing with them because I was sort of a security consultant, a technical consultant, and a marketing consultant. That led to my growing understanding of the nature of UFO manufacturing and propulsion systems, and at the same time it also got me very, very highly under the scrutiny of a bunch of secret agencies, and that made life really weird. But for years and years they were trying to get me out to Area 51. I got in and out of bed with those guys at various times, but essentially what happened after that was I kind of was being recruited to join them, to become a Templar. And in order to do that, you really have to sell your soul, and you have to adopt the idea that you are better than everybody else, and that the rest of the humans are like cattle expendable. That did not jive with my feelings, and I decided that I would rather take my place with the surface dwellers, as we call them, and defend the average humans. That's when I started getting heavily into the psychic stuff, because I realized that this was very, very important to them. The CIA, and when you get deep into the CIA and the NSA, you realize that almost everything they do is based on psychic potential. So I began to develop my own psychic potential, and that led to a understanding that serving people was much more important than trying to fight the bad guys. So that's what led to me.
Stephen, that is really, really great, the fact that you really care about people and about this world. That's what this show is all about. For those listeners, this is Stephen Kelly I'm speaking to on Let's Create a Better World. He's a healer, a master Reiki instructor. We're talking about psychic skills, the dark side. And so let's get into the dark side let's get into alchemy, if you could, for our listeners to know more about these two subjects.
Ooh, well, let me see. Alchemy, of course, is something I am involved in. It's not really a bad thing, but what alchemy, you know, if we can just talk about that real quick, alchemy is transmutation. And the simplest form of transmutation would be making it rain. There's a lot of people, you know, I would highly recommend that your listeners, if they're not taking notes, to start, because the first thing I'm going to talk, I want to bring up some names. If you're going to go down this path and you want to wake up and you want to see what's going on, you really want to learn, you need to, there's a lot of research you need to do of suppressed information. The first person you need to study is Nikola Tesla. Another person is Wilhelm Reich. Another one is Victor Schauberger. Now, Wilhelm Reich was the one that showed us how, using crystals and very simple technology, that you can actually cause oxygen and hydrogen to combine and form water. That's basic alchemy. By the same token, you can also cause these elements to separate, which is also alchemy. This is what this is the same technique that's used in water-powered cars. People think that when Stanley Meyer made his car that ran on water, they think that he was actually a fuel cell that created hydrogen from water. That's not true. What really powered his vehicle was the energy that was released from the atomic breakup of the water molecule.
Oh, that's great. Boy. Yeah, alchemy covers a lot of things. I'd like to talk about out-of-the-body experiences or UFOs, if you have anything to do with that, or can give us a little insight on that in regards to alchemy.
Well, when you talk about out-of-body experiences, again, that's something that a lot of people think about as being very demonic, but at the same time, it's very much a part of our world today. For instance, there's a concept that's becoming more powerful out there, and that is the concept of the super soldier. You're familiar with the super soldier thing? You heard about super soldiers?
I've heard about it.
Okay, well, you know, there's a lot of different types of variations of super soldiers, but for the most part, super soldiers are gifted psychics who do remote viewing and do out-of-body astral projection and actually go different places, different planets, different times, and on and on and on. They can actually go into another body and see through that body and actually cause that body to do things that they wouldn't do otherwise. And this is kind of the way we do a lot of modern warfare nowadays.
Yeah, I'm glad you explained that, because I just heard about it, but I didn't know a whole lot about it, and that explains it in a nutshell. That's great. What do you know or think or can tell our listeners about UFOs? A lot of stuff out there now on that.
Well, okay, obviously that's a really big subject, and we could spend an hour just talking about that, but the very most important thing that I want to say is that, first of all, there's at least 8,000 species of aliens out there, and you can divide those down right down the middle into two groups, the STO and the STS, the service to others and the service to self. The ones that interact with us here on the Earth, those are the service to self. And this has to do with, it's very much like the Star Trek, you know, where they say, don't interfere. The service to other entities do not interfere. And the service to others do interfere. It's very similar to like the conquistadors coming to the New World and slaughtering all the people, all the Mayans and the Incas, and they think, you know, they're bringing religion. They think in their own minds that they're righteous and they're doing the right thing. But the methods they use are less than loving. And this is very, very similar to the types of aliens such as the Greys and the Reptilians and what have you that are essentially have been ruling the Earth for so long and have made the treaties. So, in fact, if you go back to Roswell, 1947, that was a treaty. We made a treaty with the Greys, and we did have the opportunity to work with the Pleiadians, who are the good guys. They are service to other entities. And our government, under Eisenhower, chose to make a treaty with the evil ones because we didn't want to give up our nuclear bombs. So if you really want to know what's going on in the world today, Star Wars is kind of a good illustration, because basically that's what's going on in the world today. There is a war in the heavens going on between the service to self entities here on the Earth and the service to other entities that are coming here to relieve us of their oppression.
I'm sure we have a few listeners that are going to say, well, how did this guy know this? Give us some background as to why, how you can give us, well, I don't know about proof, but reasoning to believe that that could be out there happening to the Star Wars, the out there fighting them on the planets.
Well, first of all, proof is a dirty word. Most Earth humans, especially here in the United States, have been programmed, especially from an ego standpoint, to believe that everybody needs to provide proof for everything they say. It's really not our responsibility to provide proof. It's your responsibility to do your own homework. The Buddhists have a very good saying. They talk about the need for forbearance, and basically what that means is that ignorance is no excuse. It's up to you to go out and learn these things yourself.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, proof wasn't exactly the right word I could use, but I just wanted to give an idea on that. You know, let me just say this.
Sure. When I first was exposed to the whole UFO phenomena, this was after being involved with NSA, okay? And back then, I didn't even know it was the NSA. I thought it was the CIA. It wasn't until many years later that another CIA told me that I was, in fact, working for Ollie North. You know, so that's a little crazy. But point is after dealing with those guys, they kind of, when you get in that high up into the thick of that sort of thing, people start coming out of the woodwork. They start coming into your life, and that's how I got exposed to all this UFO stuff. And bear in mind, that was a 20-year journey just in that, because when I started getting exposed to that stuff, of course I didn't believe it. I had to file everything away. But what it's very important to understand, and this is what you have to do also if you're going to develop your psychic skill, is that you have to stop thinking that you know everything, and you have to go back and reevaluate everything. And in this business or in this world right now, a lot of people are going through a process that we like to call waking up. And usually waking up is a very traumatic experience, and it requires some sort of shock to the system. My shock was basically finding out, you know, through my dealings with the NSA, that we here in the USA are not exactly the good guys that we thought we were. I was raised to think that we are one nation under God and all that and everything else, and that we could do no wrong and everything we did was righteous. When I realized that that was not the case, that the good guys were really kind of bad and the bad guys were really kind of good, that threw everything out the window.
Right. So now you mentioned NSA. We have a lot of listeners. I'd like you to give us a little more background. For those that don't know, what is the NSA? What does it do? A little more information on that, please.
All right. Well, the NSA, of course, is the National Security Administration, and they are very similar to the CIA, only extremely more intense. There are many intelligence agencies. The NSA, of course, is one of the most powerful ones. A lot of people, you know, especially young people, they don't remember Ollie North, and they don't think about it. Of course, back when I was young, NSA was top secret. Nobody talked about it at all. But you'll find out that ever since the Roswell incident, that these guys have been essentially running the world. And if you look at any of our allies, our so-called allies in Europe and what have you, you'll see that they have all signed security treaties with the United States, which essentially puts the NSA in control of all of those countries. Now, another thing that people really need to know, which is important, is that there are underground bases here in the United States and in many other countries that are essentially massive cities that are at least a mile, 2 miles down underground. Almost half of the gross national product of the United States goes into building these bunkers. So that is one of the biggest secrets. I mean, there's a lot of deep, deep secrets out there that would shock most people.
Wow. Yes, that's very interesting. And all your materials that I went over. You probably can be called a whistleblower. Am I right, or can you tell me about that?
Yes, I am a whistleblower. That is exactly what I am. What I am most famous for, and as far as whistleblowing, is that I was the one to divulge the location of the secret underground military base, which is located here in Los Angeles under the Getty Museum. Like I said, there's about 250 of these secret bases. A lot of people know about Area 51, They know about Dulce. They know about the Denver Airport. But the one out here in Los Angeles, underneath the Getty Museum, which is located in the Santa Monica Mountains, just a little bit north of L.A., is one of the most luxurious of all these bases that has ever been built. And when I discovered that base through my dealings with those people that were essentially living there, I thought immediately that they were going to kill me. But these are the same people that asked me to help them develop systems for fighting aliens and everything else. But they are definitely on the side.
Yeah. Well, you know, Stephen, this is great. I really enjoy all this great information you're giving to myself and all our listeners. For our listeners, this is Stephen Kelly, a healer, master Reiki instructor, and how to use your psychic skills for many, many things from Reiki. Let's talk about, the name of this show is Let's Create a Better World, and a lot of what you're doing is information that people need in order to make some changes that we all, a lot of us feel are going on in this world. What would you say right now, give me some answers as to some things that you think should be done to make this a better world?
Okay, well, that is so simple, okay? I mean, like I said, the number one rule in the universe, rule number one, is become service to others. And this is so, so important because as in the metaphysical community, a lot of people understand that we are going into a transition. You know, people talk about 2012 and all that. Well, that's real. The Earth is changing. We are getting ready to graduate to a higher level of density. A lot of people like to talk about going from 3D into 4D. It's not really dimensions, it's actually density. This is a term that is used by the aliens. It's one of the things that you learn when you start dealing with these secret societies and you start dealing with these various different entities, is how the universe is basically set up mechanically. And the thing is, though, is that the reason why we have this struggle going on here on the Earth is because the two different sides, the STO and the STS, are essentially fighting over our souls. It's almost, if you want to look at it from a religious standpoint, it's almost like Christ and Lucifer are, this is what it's all about. Christ, of course, representing the service to others, and Lucifer representing the service to self. But the thing is that the time is very short. People need to choose one side or the other. And the thing is that when we look at our consumer society here in the USA and other Western countries, this is a culture that promotes service to self and greed and selfishness and all that. And this is what we want to let go of, because the future, at least the timeline that we want to be on, is the service to others timeline. So if you want to avoid all the negative Armageddon stuff, you need to start becoming at the very least 51% service to others. And there's lots of ways that we can serve others. And just talking like we're doing right now and sharing the information, that spreading the truth, is one of the most noble things that we can do on this earth.
You know, Stephen, I also know that you're very involved doing lots of things with Skype, web pages, and social media network, to me, is one of the big keys as to one of the ways we can make this a smaller world and more information out there. So many people are getting more and more information on the Internet. Would you agree with me that that's a way that we can help create a better world, getting information out?
The information, you know, as far as Skype, I want to address that, but before I do, I want to point out that the nature of this kind of gets us back to the Reiki thing. Energy and information travel on the same path. When you send energy in one direction, information comes back in the opposite direction. When you send information in one direction, energy comes back. So it's like right now, you and I sitting here on the radio talking to people, we're sending out information, and all of you out there listening are giving us energy as a result. So when this show is over, we're going to be charged up by all this energy that you're giving us. And this is
right.
Very important, because this is one of the ways that we increase our chi flow and we increase our psychic skill. So yes, spread. spreading information, spreading the truth, teaching others is one of the most effective and important ways that we can increase our chi flow and increase our psychic ability. Now, but it's getting back to the social media thing real quick. There's a lot of people out there that are afraid of using the Facebook and social media because they think that it's controlled by the CIA and it's used as an intelligence gathering tool. Yes, this is very true, but at the same time, information is a double-edged sword. It cuts in both directions. So what I tell people is do not be afraid to get out there and share your truth on Facebook or whatever, because the key is to being more effective user of that tool than the bad guys that set it up to be used against you.
Wow, that's great. I'm just about running out of questions. So you got so many interesting things to talk about. Go ahead and get to the next subject you'd like to speak to let our listeners know, because you've got so much information, Stephen.
Let's talk about increasing psychic skill, all right? Okay, first thing, you know, there's rules, right? When we talk about Reiki, you know, again, like I said, Reiki is a philosophy. It's a way of life. And obviously service to self is the important. But there are five basic Reiki principles, which I believe correspond kind of very closely to what we're talking about here. And if I could just sort of paraphrase here a little bit. One of the first things that you need to do is you need to stop worrying. You have to forget about the past. Don't let it hold you back. You have to forget about the future. Don't worry about the future. You have to live for the day, for today, and you have to do everything as honest and as much integrity as possible. Those are very important. Another major Reiki principle is to serve others without expectation of compensation. And that is the nature of service to others, is the more that you can do for other people without any expectation of any repayment, that's extremely noble. And they say that the most powerful form of service is when you serve somebody that has absolutely no ability to pay you back. That is one of the strongest ways that you can grow. It's almost like, we want to try to emulate people like Jesus, like Buddha, like Gandhi. These are perfect examples of people who are masters of the energy. Look at Gandhi. A good example of Gandhi is that he was so much service to others that he reached a high spiritual level that he actually didn't need to eat. He got to the point to where he was being nourished strictly by the cosmic energy, if you will, by the chi flowing through his body.
Right. I heard about that. That's great. I like what you said about how, and we've talked about this in the show, and I'd like to get more into that, we don't want to look at the past because it's over. A lot of it's negative anyway. We don't want to look at the future because we have no control over the future. You need to savor this very moment. That's what I tell people, and that's what we talk about on this show, this very moment, this very time, right now. Live it, enjoy it. Do all the things you want to do this very, very time, right now. Do not put it off, do not wait, and don't even think of the past. I'm sure you agree with those concepts.
Well, sure. And, you know, if you look at it from the standpoint of money, you know, which, of course, is what is the anchor that holds most people down, that and possessions. If somebody does you wrong and you have regrets about something that you did in the past or something that somebody did to you, that's like an anchor that stifles you spiritually. And the same thing with the future. If you're constantly worried about paying your mortgage or paying your bills or what somebody's going to do or keeping your job or whether or not you're going to get fired tomorrow, these are also things that cause negative human emotional psychic energy. And here's something that's interesting, because this ties back into the whole alien business. The service to self entities are on a different level of density that actually require a spiritual nutrition. You know, we require a physical nutrition. Well, these negative entity aliens require half spiritual nutrition and half physical nutrition. Of course, the good guys have the same requirements, but they get their nutrition through service to others and positive spiritual ways. Whereas these other guys, the negative guys, they basically live off of what they call louche. Louche is a term that was actually used by these negative entity aliens to describe negative human emotional psychic energy, the opposite of love, fear, anger, despair, loneliness, sadness, heartbreak. These are all negative human emotions, and they are food for these negative entities. So it's very important that we do not become loose producers, and this is why you see so much negativity in the news, on the TV, on the movies, and in the music that people listen to. It's all designed to generate louche, because we are like cattle to them, and they use this energy, they harvest it, and it is food to them. But you know what? The transition is coming, and the free lunch is over, and they know it, and that's why they're scrambling to collect as much of this energy as they can before it goes away.
Speaking of energy, you know, the trouble with a lot of people is they get their energy and their wisdom, so-called information, from places where they need to get it from their own self. In other words, people, they listen to what they were told in school, what their parents told them, what the church tells them, what the newspaper tells them, TV, and a lot of that information is bad. It's not real. It's not true. It's not explained well. So what I'm saying is that people need to look into their own self, their own intuition. I'm sure you have some good thoughts on that.
Well, that's very true. Intuition is very important, and it is the basis of psychic skill. I tell, you know, the Buddhists say you need to learn to become calm and find that quiet space. And when you do that, it gives you the ability to listen. And when you learn to listen, people, you know, I tell people, you know, I talk to spirits or I do this and that. They think, well, how do you do that? It's like, well, you listen. You know, you want to get the information, you have to listen. You have to be calm and you have to listen. The other thing that's important is you have to ask questions. If there's something that you want to know, ask the universe, and the universe will give it to you. The universe will tell you. This is kind of like manifesting. You know, people talk about manifesting. There's the book out called The Secret and stuff like that. Manifesting is the ultimate form of magic, and basically all it is that human thought, especially on a higher level of consciousness, human thought will alter reality. That is the nature of the universe, and that's another factor in the healing, is that when we are using our human thought, the universe is responding, and that is why we are able to call upon the universe to help alter someone's health and whatnot. And I'll tell you, that's another thing about Reiki a lot of people don't understand, or energy healing, is that it occupies a realm of reality that is in a higher level of reality than the one that we are in right now. This level of reality that we're in right now is called the third density. The level above us, and this is the same level that these aliens exist in, is called the fourth density. And in the fourth density, mere thought creates reality in the third density. And if you learn about Tesla, who I mentioned earlier, you'll learn about scalar. And scalar is very similar to the electromagnetic spectrum, which represents all energy and all phenomena here on the level that we're in now. Scalar is an entirely different spectrum that is parallel to the electromagnetic spectrum, but it occupies a higher level of density. And when we send our thoughts out into the universe, when we pray, when we move energy, what we are actually doing is we are moving scalar energy, and that scalar energy can create reality. Now, when I do distance healing, for instance, all I need to do is basically focus on a person using either a photograph or some other information that essentially gives me the coordinates, like a GPS, to zero in on that person, and I can send energy across the universe practically instantaneously. That's the other thing about scalar. is that it travels faster than the speed of light. It's everywhere instantaneously.
That's
crazy,
crazy,
huh?
Yes, that's interesting. There's been a lot of talk about disasters coming, the money's going to fall apart. A lot of people are saying these kind of things. And we had a psychic come on just a few weeks ago and talking about that, and she was right on, and her history of predictions have been outstanding, and she'll be on the show again in about 3 or 4 weeks. But I'd like to get your input on what do you think is going to happen regarding the possibility of earthquakes in the West Coast, particularly California, and also the solar storms back east and all over the country. What would you, using your psychic skills and what you know, what would you say to that? Keep people wondering about that.
Well, okay, all of this is true, but it's very important that people do not have fear. This is very, very important, and it's also very important that in spite of all these negative things that are happening, it doesn't matter. You've got to go on the side of service to others because,
right,
basically, if you go to the side of service to others, you will enter a different timeline which will separate you from all these negative occurrences. When we go into this higher level of density where our thought creates reality, we will be moving into a reality where you can essentially use your own brain to create the reality around you. And to get a little more technical, what you perceive as reality right now, the everything physical in front of you right now, is an illusion. Everything is a hologram that is created by your brain many, many times per second. So what we have, that this reality that we all live in, is what we call mass perceived reality. The only reason why the sky is blue is because we all believe it's blue. If we all woke up tomorrow and believed that the sky was orange, it would be orange.
Right. Whoa. I really admire you for your being a whistleblower, for bringing out so many things. You're taking big chances, and boy, that's amazing. It's what's going on with the NSA and the I also read some of your materials about the death squads. Would you like to make give us a few input on that?
The death squads. Oh boy. Give me some context. What I mean, because I know are you referring to like the CIA, NSA stuff? Those guys?
Yes, exactly. Exactly, huh?
Okay. Well, I'll just give you a quick story of how I woke up. I was sitting in an office with the NSA guys that had the contract for the lasers, and they were very casually told me a story about how these death squads would go into these villages in the jungles in Honduras and El Salvador and Nicaragua, these different countries, and they would kill everything in the village. These are CIA NSA mercenaries, and they would go in there and they would slaughter every man, woman, child, goat, dog, chicken, pig, whatever. They left nothing alive. Then they would fly in a helicopter with a big bulldozer. They'd put the bulldozer down, scoop up a big hole, and push the whole village into the hole and cover it up and leave. And when I sat there listening to this story and watching this guy smile as he's telling me the story, I was shocked. And that is the moment that I lost my innocence, and I realized that this country wasn't what I thought it was, and I had to go back and relearn everything and reevaluate everything.
Wow, that's great. Okay, we have a question coming in. We didn't announce that we were going to ask questions, but we have given this number out at different shows. Yolanda, you're on the show now. You have a question for Stephen?
Yes, I really love your guest. I never really believe in alien or wiki or intuition or all these, intuitive healers and all that stuff. But the way your guest Stephen explained everything, it opened my eyes. I'm really proud of that. Of you, Elias, also, and your guest, by explaining what Wiki is, and really, it makes me curious to know more now, and I really appreciate the fact that you had the courage. I mean, everything that you said was like so incredibly true and impressive, and being a whistleblower to a healer, Wiki healer. And I never believe in alien either. Now I'm like, oh my God. I have to go to you, I hope you give his website so I can go and find out more about him.
And we'll give his website. Would you want me to comment on that, Stephen? We were running out of time, so.
Let me just say real quick, my name is Stephen D. Kelly, Stevendkelley. If you Google it, of course, you'll find my book. My book is called Cities Under the Plane, and of course, this refers to the Getty Museum, the city under the Getty Museum. It's on Amazon Kindle. It'll be out in paperback probably in a month or so, but right now, it's only $7 if you want to get it electronically, and, the whole story's in there, and I, you know, the whole path that I took to get to where I am today, and I also talk, of course, about the healing and moving energy and whatnot. And the next book I write will be about Reiki, and it will be about these various different scientists and the total nature of human energy.
That's great. Does that answer your question, Yolanda?
Yeah, I wanted to ask him about... when he said not to be afraid to express yourself on Facebook, which I think a lot of my friends are afraid, including myself, because you don't want it to, they use that information to hurt you and your family. So, and I'm glad when he said when you put information out, you get it back another way from people, you know, that information gets to you in a different way.
Well, let me say this is really important. Nobody dies before their time, all right? There's no, fear is not real, okay? They cannot hurt you. Truth is like a flame. We all carry this flame in us, and the more of these flames that get lit, the sooner that it will become a bonfire that burns everything and engulfs everything and cannot be put out. So if we each give our truth, the bad guys may try to put out our fire, but if enough of us light these flames, they will never be able to put it out, and it will burn so bright that it will take over, and there will be nothing they can do about it. And this is so important. So telling the truth, sharing your truth, teaching what you've learned, and sharing that with other people is the most noble thing that you can do in this life.
And also, you recreate yourself, and I did the same. I used to be kind of selfish, and because I grew up very poor in Haiti, and food was hard to find, so I became to a point, it was all about survival. But I became to at another point in my life where I recreate myself. I don't see myself anymore. I want to be the victim and the survivor. I want to help other people. And it's all up. And you just said something is the best form of service is the ability to serve one with no ability to pay back. And that's where I am right now at, in the point of my life at doing things for people who cannot pay me back. And I feel... the wellness I feel about it is like priceless. And
well,
you know,
this is really important because people think that if they're too busy serving others, that nobody's going to serve them. But that's not how it works. And what will happen is when society becomes dedicated to serving others, nobody will want for everything because riches will be measured by how much you serve others, not by how much possessions you have for yourself.
And thank you so much, Stephen. And the way I will repay you is by spreading the word, spreading your website, spreading your name around to my friends, and hoping they'll help other people. Okay? Thank you so much for your service. And thank you, Elias. I never miss one show.
Thank you for calling. Keep us in our show. Thank you.
The hour went quick, huh?
Yeah, it did go. Why don't you give your contact information, and I'll let you know if we got a minute or two for some last-minute thoughts.
Okay, sure. All right, obviously, again, if you write down my name, Stephen D. Kelley, Stevendkelley, obviously I do have a radio show on Revolution Radio, which is a really big show, and I have just ridiculous numbers of listeners. Again, if anybody wants to contact me via email, my email is law17gun@aol.com. That's law17gun@aol.com. And I'm happy to talk to anybody. Of course, I have room for about 1,000 people on my Facebook page, which again is my name. Just, Google me and you'll find my Facebook page. I'll be happy to add you. And obviously, I'd like for you to listen. My show is every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. on freedomslips.com, Studio A. That's
great.
One word, freedomslips.com.
Okay, I'll give you, if you could, 1 minute closing thoughts on your part, please.
All right. Well, again, thank you for having me on here. Remember, number one rule of the universe is service to others. Have no fear. Live for today, like you said. And, you know, it's all about love. So love conquers all. And the best way to defeat the evil is through love.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you so much, Stephen. And I'll and we'll have you on again, possibly. And a great show, great insight. I hope people got something out of this. Thanks again.
All right, thank you.
All right, good. All right, very interesting. A lot of good stuff there. I like the part also that we talk about, let's create a better world, the name of this show. And one of the things he said was something we've talked about is giving. And he said service to others. And we also talked about how good things can happen with that. We know that a lot of us would say that you get good karma when you give. You give out of your heart. You don't expect anything back. But guess what? Good things do happen, and good karma happens. And it's one of the ways we can put ourselves aside from the rest of the masses of people that aren't going having more problems. All right. Let me give you a little idea of some shows coming up. Next week, we'll probably be talking about the actual theme of the show, which we don't talk about a whole lot, and that's more ideas on how we can create a better world. We may have one or two good guests coming on for 5 or 10 minutes apiece. To give their take on, we may give a lot of our take on and basic information that we picked up all over the place and some ideas on, as he said earlier, one of the ideas is to service to others. And as I've said many times, social media is a way to get the word out. And people joining organizations is another way and doing their good part. But that's coming up next week. That's the July 26th. The week after that, I believe we're going to have Keith Moray. He's been on the show once before, super nutritionist. He's going to give samples of his products, great, great products, and he's going to take questions over the phone. So that's August the 2nd, 2 weeks from now. Then over the next few weeks, the dates aren't exactly set, except the 16th of August appears to be a date that we're going to have Dr. Sarah Larson, a great holistic doctor and medical intuitive that has been a co-host and also a guest on this show. She and I are going to go back and forth on healthy aging. We're going to go over at least 15 or 20 different topics about how you can stay young, how you can be healthy, how you can avoid diseases through body, mind, spirit, so many different things. We're going to really get into that, including stem cells. Then Darcy, a great psychic, will be on again soon. Also, we have the still living, the girlfriend of Jimi Hendrix, to talk about Jimmy, his life. We're going to talk about Woodstock, and I'm still not sure if there's supposed to be some kind of reunion of Woodstock later this in the month of August. I'm getting some messages on that. We'll clear that up and get that for you, too. So, in the show, I want to make sure that we thank all the right people that came on the show. Thank our guest, Stephen Kelly, who, again, is a healer, is a master Reiki instructor. He is a whistleblower. He is into psychic skills and how you can use Reiki to develop your psychic skills. He teaches people all these things, and he does a great job of it. I want to thank our engineer, doing a great job, Martin. Thank you, Martin, for bringing that guest in, the caller in. That was great. We can do that anytime. Also, I want to thank the PRN producer, Jason, our producer in Los Angeles, Jimmy D. I want to thank Stephen Hassel, our associate producer, doing a lot of work. I want to thank the owner of this radio station, Gary Null, N-U-L-L. Check him out, GaryNull.com. Doing a great job, Gary is. We run his meetings here in Los Angeles, where I'm at. I run his meetings, Gary Null Health Support Group. We have meetings in various places with guest speakers. Sometimes Gary calls in and talks to us. And I also want to thank you, our great, great listeners, for being there and continually listening to our shows. And I'm going to give you my number in case you have some ideas or thoughts or questions about the show, what you'd like to see, what you'd like to hear. Here's my phone number, 323-770-1925. Another number for those that don't have a computer or laptop or are possibly not near one at the time, you can hear this show on a phone. Call area 712-432-7231. So I thank you all for being here for the show. We've got some great shows coming up the next few weeks. Have a great day. Don't forget, to make this a better world, use the internet, social media network, service to others, join an organization, and listen to this show, and let's mastermind and brainstorm our way to a better world. We can do it. Have a great week. Thank you.
Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and cotton is high. Your